It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. We've been breaking down the state of BYU basketball all show long. And I feel like, Mitch, we've just scratched the surface. There's so much to get to with the news of Mark Pope heading to Kentucky. What happens with the next coach? What happens with some of the coaches still around? A Cody Feger, a Coach Robinson. What happens to the players with Dallin Hall in the portal, Ali Khalifa in the portal? Marcus Adams, he's long gone. He's been in the portal for a long time. So only three guys in there. Could be a lot more if you don't get things figured out. And normally at this time of day, Mitch, we do the top five. This is a fun little segment we have where we go back and forth and compete. But special circumstances in the BYU world require a special top five. So right now, we want to give you our top five most important players to retain. To be fair, everyone's important to retain,
yes.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But if you had to choose five players to retain, who would they be? Let's go one to five, because I feel like it's very, very obvious at the top, and then we can debate towards the latter end. Who's the most important player you got to retain going into next season?
Colin Chandler. You have to keep Colin Chandler, a top 30 prospect in the class of 2022. Nationally, he was the fourth-rated combo guard in that 2022 cycle. You have to keep Colin Chandler. He's already populating on 2025 early NBA mock drafts. You know, and he hasn't even stepped foot on campus.
Excuse me? He's serving a mission right now.
He was on NBADraft.net as a second-round pick in the 2025 NBA draft. And look, they're basing it solely on his star rating, and I get that. They probably haven't watched a lick of his film other than a few highlights. But the highlights are good where you go, that's an NBA player. And Colin Chandler is legit, and you hate to put that sort of expectation on a return missionary who has had to serve in, you know, a handful of different places during his two-year mission. But that guy is number one, Matt. Wouldn't you agree?
100%, because he is someone, honestly, he is probably the linchpin from Pope to the next era. If you can maintain that, you can recruit around him and fill in the pieces as you enter into the next stage of Big 12 BYU basketball. You lose him, it feels like you don't have a future. There's no future, and where do you go? That's not to say they can't figure it out, but it is, you are wandering in darkness. But with Colin Chandler, you have a linchpin future piece that you can build around going forward. And that would honestly take away the sting of Pope going to Kentucky. If you were able to secure Chandler, you would feel like, okay, that's not ideal, but we're going to figure it out. Let's say Chandler goes with Pope to Kentucky. I'd feel like that gif of that kid where he's like wobbling and you're like, oh, what's happening? Like that's exactly how I would feel.
Yes, that would be very difficult. And I think that would be hard for Cougar fans to wait and wait this long for him to play. And then he just bolts and goes to Kentucky. Colin Chandler is critical, because I think you make a good point there that the uncertainty that lies ahead for BYU basketball, and there's a ton of uncertainty, even when they get the head coach in place, you know, what does it become? Was last season the best it becomes for BYU basketball in this era in the Big 12?
Right. Because you can envision a scenario in which everyone leaves, you're piecing together a roster, and you're at the bottom of the league.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, I put, you know, earlier this Monday, I thought, you know, this Saturday we'll have a discussion on my way too early Big 12 basketball power rankings. I need a they're on a digital website, kslsports.com. I need to somehow just crumble those up digitally and throw them away. People out in the Big 12 markets are going, man, does this guy know anything about Big 12 hoops? Is that Mark Pope guy is gone. Well, Monday it wasn't. Anyway, but I thought, you know, BYU could be, you know, the sixth best team in the Big 12 next year. And, you know, and that's amazing. That's being a top 15 team nationally. That's how deep the Big 12 is next season. But Colin Chandler is critical. I'd go number two, Dallin Hall. Now, he's already in the portal, but again, you can get him back. That's a thing in the transfer portal. Guys can come back, and I do believe Dallin is open to that. And coming back is not being ruled out. And I don't think it's just a foregone conclusion he's going to Kentucky by any means. So that is a path that I feel like Dallin Hall is critical. And imagine when you talk about futures, a backcourt of Dallin Hall and Colin Chandler. Those are pieces you can build around, Matt, and really sell the program moving forward with the next head coach.
I agree with Dallin Hall as the second most important piece to return. And there might be players on the team or on the list that might be a little more impactful in terms of what they can bring on the court. But I think the thing with Dallin Hall to me is if this new coach can bring him back, I feel like that would make it a lot easier for other guys on this list that we're breaking down, our top five most important players to bring back, even though they're all important. Anyone not in this top five, because look, continuity wins the day in college basketball right now. But if Dallin Hall returns, I feel like you have a great chance to bring back most everybody else. If he were to leave, why would some of these other people stick around? So Colin Chandler, you got to secure him, and then you got to get Dallin Hall back. Because if you get him back, I think you can retain some of the other players on this list. So I like Dallin Hall at number two.
Number three, I'm going with an upside prospect here, Dawson Baker, assuming that foot can recover. What do you think on Dawson?
I would disagree on that point, only because I feel like Dawson's coming back. Like, did he really have that strong of a connection with Pope? He never played. I know that Pope recruited him here, but and he's engaged. He's going to get married. That would be crazy to come to BYU, find your fiance, and then dip out of Dodge. I just don't see that happening. I feel like Dawson Baker is here regardless, and that's okay. And I'm excited for Dawson Baker. I would put Richie Saunders ahead of Dawson Baker just because Richie Saunders, to me, is a winning player. He does all the right things, and I feel like he's going to be a Pope target. He'll never be a star at Kentucky or if he were to leave somewhere else, but those are the guys come March. And UConn had a handful of these guys where you look at them and you're like, okay, probably not a top 10 pick, but a winning player. You got 2 years left to Richie. He's ready to start. You got to have Richie Saunders back because he would ease a transition. Because if he returns, he's going to buy in. He's going to be a hustle guy. He's just going to keep getting better. I like Richie as the number three guy. You got to have him back.
That's a good point. And, you know, there's a lot of when you talk about maybe role player at a place like Kentucky, who was that at Kentucky once upon a time? Mark Pope, or in the words of Rick Pitino, Mock Pope. Jeez. Unbelievable. All these years later. Rick Pitino's still a thing. The influence of Rick Pitino. I severely underestimated that. Anyway, I have Richie Saunders on my list at number four. Who do you have at number four?
Dawson Baker, because I still can't get out of my mind the rave reviews from this program last year in the offseason before the injury as being one of the best players on the team. And we saw it in a small glimpse where it's like, he's got a skill that is highly coveted in college basketball. One-on-one, get a bucket, make a play. BYU needed that this year, and he can bring that if he's healthy.
Number five, I go with Trevin Nell, and I know it didn't end well for Trevin last season to the point where I think a lot of people...
Where's he going to go? He's an MBA student. That's why I wouldn't put him on the list. Mm. It's like, where are you going? You've spent so much time at BYU. You got a dog here, for heaven's sakes. He was prancing around the practice facility. Are they going to let you do that somewhere else? I don't know.
I would just say retain him because he could just walk. and just call it a day and be done with basketball and move on. Or he could go somewhere because of his shooting ability. Like, if you got film where you knock down 9 threes in a Big 12 game, someone will take a flyer on you. Someone will take
I'm just thinking out loud, and maybe I'm too practical here, and I'm not appreciating the madness of college hoops, but like, you're married, you got a dog, you've been here forever, you're in graduate school. Why would you do that to yourself for 9 months?
A life
just
experience.
Finish it out.
A life experience. You only live once. You only play basketball Fair. Once. Say
I
hey.
I mean, if it's Kentucky, sure. But
even, you know, hey, maybe I don't know where a program would be. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying, Matt. I completely agree, but I think at the same time, it's just, you know, young people, hey, get a chance to go to a new place and make a little bit of money. I'm not saying Trevin Nell, people would be backing up the Brinks truck for him, but if you can knock down the three he missed a lot of key shots. I get that. Like, that Houston game, that was tough, and he dealt with a foot injury. And
there were guys at big programs too. Like, no disrespect to this player, I'll probably never talk to him in my lifetime. But I looked at Timberlake at Kansas, and I'm like, you're not any better than Trevin Nell.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Bill Self looks at, you know, a guy like Trevin Nell. That program sorely needs a three-point shooter. I mean, I think that's a great poll. You know, so I just think that you still want that fabric of that next coach, whoever you are, end up going to be. Make the three-point shot still a key piece to what BYU basketball is. And Trevin Nell next year could help with that cause. So who would you put at five if not Nell?
Not Nell, though I do love Trevin Nell. Yeah, sure. Trevin Nell, big fan. I want him back. I just feel like Foos is more impactful for this team than Trevin Nell. No, again, Trevin, I love you, my friend. No disrespect. But you saw the difference that Foos made when he came back from the injury last year. He was one of, I don't know, five players in the Big 12 that could take over a game in the post. He did it a 100%. Handful of times. You need a player like that. And look, Foos to me is someone that can and should be retained. He loves the academics of BYU. He loves the culture of BYU. Make him a priority and get him back. Because if you have, let's just say, three or four guys leave, but your starting lineup next year is Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, some new small forward you probably have to get in the portal, Foos, and probably need another center too, if we're being honest. Now that we're talking through it, but if you had those three in your starting lineup, hey, let's say it's Foos and Noah Waterman, Dawson Baker, Dallin Hall, and you got to go get a small forward.
Yeah,
that might be good enough for the tournament with some pieces on the bench. So, but if you don't have Foos, you have no low post.
Yeah,
there's no one else on the roster that can play in the low post.
I rescind my rankings. I gotta get Foos in there in the top three. How could I forget Foos? Foos is a stud, great guy too, and I hope that BYU could keep Foos.
Someone like Trey Stewart has a ton of value to me now. Like, off the bench, someone who's been around. Maybe he gives you 10 minutes. You can't lose these fringe players. These fringe players hurt Pope in the early days of BYU, losing them because they had no depth.
And
so
Trey Stewart gets a clean slate now. He gets a fresh slate, and he can earn a chance to maybe be something and reinvent himself, because it was never going to work with mock Pope. we got to take a break. Been great stuff. That was the top five.
Beautiful family. He's going to fit right in.
Go do it, Mark. Go do it. The Untouchables. Like, hey, are you the head coach at St. John's? Why don't you win a championship at your own place? If I was a St. John's fan, I'd be like, what is this guy doing? He's saying win a championship at Kentucky? Mark Pope will get it done.
I was expecting Rick at the end. If you need an associate head coach, Mark. Give me a call.
Hey, that relationship clearly is very strong between those two, and good for them. We'll take a break. On the other side, we'll get to more of this and more breakdown here on Cougar Sports Saturday.